Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, you're welcome back. Relax there a minute. Could this be the surprise chart hit of the summer? Well, some of you will instantly recognise.
Stop booming it, Cormac.
Sarah, you're getting into the mindful white noise of Lego. That's it. It's plastic Lego bricks being sifted through and clicked together. It's an excerpt from a new album released by Lego called Lego White Noise, featuring 3.5 hours, you'll be glad to hear, Sarah, of Lego sounds designed to promote relaxation and mindfulness. That's what they said in the marketing department anyway. Is it music, I wonder? Or is there a craze at the moment for white noise? Those are just some of the questions we're going to discuss now with Dr. Enda Bates from Music and Media Technologies at Trinity's School of Engineering. Dr. Bates, you're very welcome to the programme, and you are
Thank you, right man
to talk to, because you're both a musician and an engineer. You spent the afternoon listening to this White Noise, Lego White Noise album. Well, give us your review.
I did indeed. Yeah, it was it's a fascinating album. I have to say, I loved it. It reminded me of many experimental kind of contemporary music pieces in lots of ways, and it also brought back some very happy memories of myself as a child digging around in a big cardboard box of Lego, looking for that one elusive piece.
Yeah, would you class this as music, or is it simply white noise, whatever that is? How would you class this now?
Yeah, I would certainly class it as music. And I suppose this reflects one of these big kind of philosophical discussions about art and music that we've had throughout the 20th century. There is this thought that really, you know, music is organized sound. And one of the things that a lot of composers and artists started to question, particularly in the early part of the 20th century, that if we can record any sound and we can synthesize different sounds, why then does music just have to be restricted to the sounds of traditional instruments like pianos or guitars? Can we make music with the sounds of waterfalls or of traffic, or indeed of the sound of clicking of Lego bricks? So, and I would definitely classify it as music.
Speaking of waterfall, we have another track here from the Lego White Noise album. And this might be a bit closer to what we maybe think of as white noise, and it's actually called Waterfall. Yeah, like, I don't know, Enda, I sort of, the first one I can see is more musical as such. There's more, you know, I don't know, differentiation to it, whereas that's more of one sound.
Mm. So I suppose one of the things possibly classified as almost as a form of ambient music, really. So Brian Eno, who would be a lot of people would associate with ambient music, he described it as music that is as ignorable as it is listenable. And I think that's kind of what they're getting at when they talk about and describe this album as white noise, that it is something that can be played in the background, that is soothing and not too intrusive in a way, but yet has this enough detail that if you did want to kind of listen to it in more detail, you could do that too.
The composer who recorded this album for Lego said the acoustic properties of each brick were slightly different. Could you imagine? I wondered the different sizes bricks. He said it was like composing with 10,000 tiny instruments. What were your favourites from the 7 tracks?
Well, I definitely liked It All Clicks. So that one focused on the kind of clicking sound, which is this very characteristic sound of Lego as you click the two pieces together. Lego, of course, is constructed from this quite specific type of plastic that has a very kind of characteristic sound. That one I quite liked, but I think the one that really kind of attracted me the most was Searching for the One. Because again, it really brought back this sense of digging around, looking for that one particular brick, followed by the sound of it kind of clicking into place into whatever it was you were building. So that was probably the one that I liked the most.
I'm dying to know, Enda, when would you listen to this? You know, or would you sit down in your living room and listen to this? Or like, you know, when would you have it on?
Well, for me, I definitely find the thing I really like about ambient music is when I am perhaps reading, for example, and I would find that music that has vocals or lyrics is a little bit kind of distracting if I'm reading a novel or something like that. Whereas instrumental music or ambient music can kind of sit in the background. It can kind of set a tone, but not distract you too much from what you're doing. And I think this leads into the current kind of craze for, you know, white noise apps and people listening to white noise on their headphones and working when they're traveling, is that it's a way of almost kind of blocking out disturbing sounds from around us. And noise pollution is such a kind of a big problem at the moment. And these types of sounds, they're distracting. They don't basically introduce any sense of threat in our hearing system because they're consistent, they're background, and they're therefore kind of soothing. But also because they're noisy signals that fill up the whole kind of audible spectrum, they're quite good at kind of blocking out lots of other sounds as well. So I think that's why they possibly call the piece white noise, even if it's not exactly white noise in terms of the actual sound.
I think it plays in, Enda, doesn't it, to the whole marketing of the album, white noise. They're also calling it soothing and mindful. So they're all using all the buzzwords. It's very interesting. I was just going to say that they've released some videos on YouTube, Lego, showing the production of the White Noise album. And it is fascinating to see high-class microphones being used with the recording booth in the corner and the assistants or the workers or whatever you want to call them, the musicians maybe, throwing thousands of Lego pieces onto the floor and making the white noise. But a texter says, John in Palmerston texts the program to say, "Oh my God," he says, "white noise is the bane of my life. My son is 2 in July, and for those 20 months, whatever effect white noise has on him has the opposite on me." A very, very irritating sound, says John. Keep the faith, John, you're nearly there. But it's got to be a very difficult second album, Enda, isn't it?
Indeed. We have to start trying this with, G.I. Joes or Barbie dolls and hitting those off each other and see what kind of sounds we get out of that.
You said there, Enda, that you wouldn't necessarily call this white noise. So if there were parents of young children who might be looking for another white noise to try to get their kids to go to sleep, would you not be recommending this then? Is it not uniform enough?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so that's one of the important things about these types of sounds like white noise or, you know, alternatively, people use the sounds of waterfalls or of rain or these other kind of natural sounds. And what's really important is that they're consistent and there's a consistent flow. If you have like a 5-second loop of white noise and you can hear the loop at the start and the end, that will completely defeat the purpose. So that's why you find like, a lot of different apps and different websites that are out there that allow you to mix and match between different types of noise. So of course, you've got like pink noise and brown noise that are very similar, but maybe have slightly reduced kind of treble compared to white noise. Some people prefer that. And also the sounds of nature, the sounds of, you know, waterfalls, of raindrops, crickets, these other kind of soft, natural sounds that people find quite relaxing. It didn't really work for my son when he was about 2 or 3 months old, but some people find them very, very useful.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about pink noise and brown noise?
Yeah, sure. So white noise is this synthetic signal, and it's basically every frequency in the kind of audible spectrum at the same intensity. But one of the things about our hearing system is that we don't necessarily hear every frequency at the same kind of loudness. Our hearing system tends to be very much tuned towards speech, and we hear the frequencies in which human speech sits a little bit louder than other frequencies. So white noise doesn't really take this into account, whereas other types of noise like pink noise or brown noise kind of reflect that. And effectively, they sound very similar to white noise, but with reduced treble. So the high frequencies would be reduced and turned down a little bit. And quite a lot of people, myself included, find them a little bit less intrusive and a little bit in your face compared to white noise.
Okay, well, look, it is fascinating stuff, and people can have a listen themselves to the Lego White Noise album. Dr. Enda Bates from the Music and Media Technologies at the School of Engineering and Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much indeed. And as a treat, especially for you, Enda, we're going to finish with this last excerpt from the album. It's called It All Clicks. I believe it's one of your favourites.